Spring is in the air, and it's the season for growth and new experiences in your career. Explore the country with rewarding travel assignments through Arias Medical Group. Know a PT? Make a referral and earn up to $1,000. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com. The first round is on Owen's Recovery Science. Owen's Recovery Science is a single source
for PTs,
OTs,
ATCs,
DCs,
and other medical professionals
seeking certification
in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training. Find out more and get certified
at owensrecoveryscience.com. We talked with Jamie Dyson and Stephen Ambler, PTs from Florida, and we had our second interview crash of the conference when Ndwale Jolly made an unexpected but welcomed entrance to the show as we were live at a PT Pub Night event. We talked about the importance of working outside the PT silo with other disciplines even before we graduate from PT school, primary care PT and its growing importance, and PT diagnosis and why it's so important to have our own.
This is the PT Pintcast, a podcast that talks about physical therapy over beer, bringing together clinicians, researchers, and forward-thinking PTs in a show that's anything but boring.
Let there be beer!
This is the PT Pintcast with your host, Jimmy McKay.
The next episode of the PT Pintcast starts right now. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. We are at PT Pub Night. I want to thank these guys for throwing a good party at every single conference that, PTs go to. You should always go to a PT Pub Night, not just at conferences, too. Also, just around the country. Their whole gig. It's like, what's the deal about the PT Pub Night guys? Well, they just want people who are physical therapists to come together and talk to each other, and why not do that over a beer? Because as I opened up the show with, the best conversations do in fact happen at happy hour. So we are at the Lawn on D. We are currently at APTA Next, the conference in Boston this year. We're enjoying ourselves. A lot of interviews, a lot of energy, a lot of talks, a lot of PT having conversations. And I'm joined with two gentlemen who are going to be talking multiple times. Lots of talk for you guys. I want you to introduce yourselves from left to right.
I'm Steve Ambler, a faculty member at the University of South Florida. And I'm also the chief delegate for the Florida delegation.
Yeah.
So I've been here all week.
House of Delegates happens at Next before the conference. So before, everybody thinks the conference starts on Wednesday, but when did you get here?
Saturday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow
so stuff
will be a
was
week.
Happening.
Important stuff.
Important stuff.
The direction of the professions. When people come to Next, they should get here a few days early and come see what we're doing.
See how the who else are we talking to?
Jamie Dyson. I work at Orlando Regional Medical Center in Orlando, Florida. I've been here since Saturday as well.
Damn.
And one thing I want to say, I'm so proud of this, that Florida brought forward a motion to allow our active military members to select the chapter of their choice. And that passed in the House.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we couldn't make these decisions without the military giving us our freedom, giving us our liberty. So Florida's so proud to have brought that forward. It passed in the House, so our military members can choose whatever chapter they would like moving forward. It went through very, very nicely. We're so happy it went through the way it did.
I like it. Steve, Jamie, welcome to the show. First question is always notoriously the hardest. What are we drinking tonight?
For me, I'm a Boston boy.
Yeah.
I live in Florida, but I'm from Boston. I'm drinking Sam Adams Summer
Sammy
Ale.
Sammy Summer.
And I remember when Sam Adams was just a little microbrew in Boston before it went big, and I've been drinking it ever since PT school.
If you're a fan of podcasts, and if you're listening to this, you are a fan of at least one podcast, How We Built This is a podcast, and Jim Koch was on that, founder of Sam Adams. And that whole show, the premise is Southwest Airlines, Sam Adams, any a lot of brands and companies, and they just literally go back and they go, how'd that come about? The guy from who made Five Guys, how'd that happen? And to listen to Jim Koch's story, which is cool because obviously we dig beer, he literally was like, I'm going like bar to bar with like a six pack in my bag, hoping someone's going to buy a case from me today.
Hey, that's how this country was built, on grassroots effort. That's how we can move our profession forward, too.
You're right. Steve, what are we drinking?
You know, I had to go with the same with the Boston boy here. I didn't want to disrespect him in his hometown, so I've got the same summer ale.
I like it. I'm doing vodka soda, because what's up? We're doing an interview if you want to jump in.
Yeah, jump in.
I was like, are you just some random dude? What's your name?
Ndwale. From St. Louis.
All right, cool. Awesome. I'm like, some random dude just sat with us. I'm like, all right, cool. Roll with it, dude. Sounds good. So what are you guys doing here? You guys are obviously doing heavy lifting and doing the work of the profession. As members, we pay dues. And as delegates, you guys do the work part of it. You guys make sure the ship is steering in the right direction. You listen to us, and then you put into action what your constituents want. But you guys are also speaking, because that's what happens at conferences, too, after the House of Delegates at NEXT, in case people don't know. And you guys are speaking a bunch. What are you guys talking about?
Yeah, that's right. You know, after the policy work, then it's time to get to the presentations and talk about what's next. And we had some talks today looking at primary care, the physical therapist's role in primary care. We had a great panel that developed actually out of a motion at the House of Delegates a couple years ago, and we put together a work group, wrote a perspective paper, and we were here today to really talk about that, let our members know about that, and get feedback, and get feedback on the next direction.
What sort of stuff did you guys hear from the feedback? Because that's always the fun part.
Yeah, I think we felt good about it. The issue with primary care is the words itself. People aren't quite sure what it means when it comes to physical therapy, and I think we're really looking at a neat point in our profession where what society needs just happens to be what we do. And so where we are,
great
is,
to be here at that time and be in that profession, that position. And then I hope they know, or I hope we transmit that.
It's, I get so excited about it. We had people from the military, uniformed services, and people from emergency care. And all these people talk about our entry point roles and our direct access roles that kind of got us here. But then today we talked about moving forward. How do we take care of those people across the lifespan, and help them move and participate in life? It was great.
We just came from Oxford debate, which was awesome. We could have a whole episode just on the Oxford debate. But there was a great slide. Louis showed an infant, like a 9 or 10 year old girl, a 20 something, and then an older adult. That is, it's lifespan. So what'd you get, Jamie? What sort of feedback did you guys get from your presentation?
I did two separate presentations yesterday. The first one's on interprofessional education. We got to get out of our silo of physical therapy and start communicating with other healthcare professionals. So we talked about some strategies to, intertwine our education with pharmacists, medical students, nursing students, OT and speech pathology students. And, I do a great program at UCF where it's medical students, nursing students, pharmacy, all the professions, and I get to provide a case study and watch them sweat over it. So it's great not only to see PT students sweating, which we're used to, but to see the med school students and pharmacy students and all trying to figure out these cases. It's a great time, and we all learn from each other. And we have to break down those silos and start communicating.
Well, I think that's a good example. We say, work with the other members of the healthcare team after you graduate. Wouldn't it be good if you could, learn with them before you graduate? Because that'd be a lot easier. Like, I understand what you're going through. You're going through in your different disciplines before we actually ever interact as professionals. It'd be great. It's a good example how you guys do that.
And medical students, they get maybe one slide of a PowerPoint presentation on what physical therapy is. Now, with these activities, they're learning what it is we actually do and how much we know and the education that we have.
Quad sets, they do that. They move stuff around. They help people stand.
Yeah, we do 10 straight leg raises. That fixes everything.
That's it.
And the other presentation I did on yesterday was on leadership through the generations. We actually did this one in the exhibit hall. So this is the first time they did this, was have a presentation in the exhibit hall. I was with the early professional group, although I call myself a seasoned professional, but we brought some of our early professionals through, talked about our early professional special interest group that we have in the state of Florida. These guys rocked it. They did such a great job. Florida was the first state to have this type of special interest group. Now they're popping up all over the country.
So describe what it is.
First 5 years. Okay. So actually in Florida, we allow students in their last semester through 5 years of practice to be a part of this early professional special interest group. We work on things like networking, mentorship.
Let's not lose them.
Yeah,
Let's
exactly.
Let's not lose them. So don't wait till they graduate. Get them before. So
get
I like
before.
That last year.
Yeah. We started with 10 members at our first meeting. We now have over 100.
Wow.
So membership is increasing due to it, and I think every state should have one. That's kind of my goal.
I just want to point out that I dislike you guys a little bit because you guys get sunshine, I don't know how many days a year. I live in Virginia right now. I'm moving to New York.
Right.
And I'm a little bit bummed out that I'm not living in Florida.
It never really rains in Florida.
Yeah. Rub it in.
Making your commute to clinic enjoyable since 2015.
What is it?
This is the PT Pinecast.
Our home on the internet.
PTPintcast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.
Rocktape, more than just a tape company. Rocktape keeps athletes of all levels moving stronger, longer.
With the world's best kinesiology tape,
topical pain relief,
mobility equipment,
and protective gear.
And now physical therapists can get 20% off their first purchase right now at shop.rocktape.com.
Just use the code PTPINECAST at checkout to get 20% off.
That's shop.rocktape.com.
With the code PTPINECAST for killer savings of 20% off.
Rocktape, the world's best kinesiology tape.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now.
What'd you guys pick up here? What sort of vibe did you get this year? Because anybody who's been to CSM or A-Next, they vary in terms of vibe from session to session. What'd you guys pick up from this one? What was the overarching theme?
You know, what I'm getting, and the Worthingham Fellow panel yesterday was just amazing. This sort of societal need, this shift towards the NCDs, the non-communicable diseases, and the chronic problems that people have with how they move. I mean, it's almost in every presentation that I walked into, and so I'm blown away.
We heard it today, even in the Oxford debate, which is supposed to be kind of silly, 50% of your patients are going to have comorbidities. 50%.
Now, speaking of movement, I've got to ask you, because we saw you last night at the foundation dinner.
Oh, yeah, you guys were there.
Did you come up with those games, or what started that?
So we did the Foundation for Physical Therapy, the gala, and we wanted to change it a little bit, so I changed it by wearing an American flag suit. We got the Stars and Stripes suit. And the games you saw were all legitimately from the show, the television show Minute to Win It. We played Cookie Face, we played Junk in the Trunk, and we played Shift It. And we did face muscles, we did hip extension, hip flexion, and we did cervical range of motion. I did have to make a fool of myself a little bit.
And then we got to dance, so that got, you know, you need your warm-up before the hard work starts.
You got to prime the movement system and then let it rip.
Yeah, then we let it rip, and it was a great time. I, you know, encourage everyone to attend the Foundation Dinner if you're at Next, and give to the Foundation. They're doing some great work.
And you could give, a little bit. You could give like Stanley Paris, who dropped a $3 million check yesterday. Yeah. I was on stage when that happened, but I was behind him. I couldn't really hear what they were saying because I was behind the monitors, behind the speakers. And he said, we'd like to give this check. And he's like, my wife, Dr. Patlow and I would like to give this check, $3 million. And I leaned to the girl next to me and I was like, did he say $3 million?
That's incredible.
Because up to that day, before that day, they had raised $3.7 million as an entire foundation in their history, and he dropped a $3 million check.
Yeah, he just doubled their funds, basically. You know, such a generous donation. They're such great people.
Yeah.
And we're fortunate they live in Florida.
Yeah, he's so going to try to circumnavigate the globe with his new boat. And I was like, if you need a first mate. But no, Dr. Paris is very, very giving. So you're Boston guy, but wound up in Florida.
Yes.
Where are you from?
Originally, Illinois.
Okay.
Illinois, the middle of nowhere.
And you made your way to Florida.
Made my way to Florida.
Smart move.
Through Arizona. I went to school in St. Louis, Washington University, and then spent a few years out in private practice in Phoenix before Tampa.
Smart man. I'm asking those questions because I want to give a quick nod to our sponsor who brings me out to these conferences, Arias Medical Staffing. All they do is find people who are physical therapist jobs anywhere in the U.S. That's why I always ask where people are from, because wherever people go to school or practice typically is not where they're from, especially smart people who go to sunny states like Arizona, Florida. But you can check out if they'll find you a job at no cost. You call them, they find you a job, then you get paid. You don't have to pay them. AureusMedical.com. That's AureusMedical.com. I want to thank them because they helped me with the pint glasses that we're giving out. We'll make sure you guys get hooked up with those. Then they sponsor three questions. You guys ready for three questions? First question is, where would you, if you could go for a temporary assignment for 13 weeks, where would your dream assignment be in the U.S.? Where would you want to go? Where's something fun?
You know, I'd go to Austin, Texas.
Yeah, keep Austin weird.
Tacos and beer.
Tacos and beer, that's it. Drop the mic. Jamie, what
I'd
you got?
I'd actually go to Alaska. It's a completely catty corner from Florida. Get a different environment. I wouldn't want to, you know, stay there forever, but I'd take a temp.
I don't know if there's two states that are further apart from each other than Alaska and Florida.
Yeah. Hey, if you're going to go big, you might as well go big.
Yeah, I had
a chance. Be a bear, be a grizzly.
I had a chance to go hike in Alaska in between my first and second years in PT school, and I was accidentally, not on purpose, 150 yards away from a grizzly bear in the wild.
wild.
Awesome.
And I cried like a baby and ran
away.
All right. That's it. Second question on three questions. We'll stay with Jamie. What's something you've read recently that inspired you?
All the information that's coming out on the movement system is so exciting. We're really trying to integrate it into our practice in Florida and especially in Orlando. So there's been lots and lots of information. I attended the Movement Summit back
in
December.
In D.C.,
and
yep.
There's been some great stuff coming out of that. So that's what's really getting me excited because, you know, you get a room full of PTs and you ask them what it is they do, you're going to get 100 different answers.
And that's great.
And yeah, but
we want to bring it together.
We want to bring it together so consumers don't get confused.
Yeah, want to have a singular message.
Yeah, so, you know, if you get a whole room of PTs, we ask them what they do, we want them to say we work on movement.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's an infant, whether it's an older adult, whether an athlete or somebody with a new disability.
Okay.
We're all working on movement together.
Doesn't
matter where you practice, we're all working on movement.
I like it. Same question. What's something that inspired you read?
You know, I just finished. It took me a while. It's a big one, but The Invention of Science. It's by David Wooten. It's fantastic, you know, and really, and I'll piggyback off Jamie, but anybody that's interested in the movement system and particularly diagnosis, it was so clear to me after reading some of these science books that we've got to get to diagnosis, So I highly recommend it. David Wooten.
All right, third question. Who is someone in the field of physical therapy that the audience should know more about? Maybe somebody who's doing great work, but they're just flying under the radar.
You know, I'm gonna pick Andwele Jolly.
He's blushing now.
Former classmate of mine who happened to walk up while we were doing this. But in a unique area of practice. Okay, great.
What are you doing?
Well, I guess I did just walk into this. Well, I'm a physical therapist. Used to do outpatient orthopedics and sports.
Okay.
Then I went back to school for business and healthcare administration.
Yeah.
So I migrated over to the health administrative side of healthcare, went and did a healthcare fellowship in finance, and then got hired on by Washington University to run a couple of their physician clinics on the business side. And so I had this weird hybrid of I still do physical therapy on the side because I want to keep my foot in it, but most of my life now is on the administrative side, looking at how to make new models of healthcare work. And for instance, we just did the presentation on primary care and physical therapy, and I told my chair, who's the department chair of internal medicine, about it, and now she's interested in figuring out how to integrate physical therapy in our primary care clinics. Right. And so I'm not sure how much that would have been able to be, whether or not I would have been able to do that as a PT as much as I've been able to do that as an administrator.
Good. Let's get PTs. You're always going to be a PT whether you're practicing or not, but I'm glad you are still. But let's get PTs in as many facets as possible because it's great to know that PTs exist. But if we start to get in the boardrooms and the health administration conversations, that's when we can start saying, oh, well, yeah, we know what he does. It's great to have it in a presentation. It's even better in the hallway where actual decisions are made. So thank you for being... You're a little weird, like MBA, I mean, you had all that stuff. I mean, I'm a communications guy who became a PT. That's weird, but in a great way, like, because now you get to spread PT because you speak two or more languages fluently. You speak PT, now you speak MBA and finance, and that's valuable. Good on you. All right, great. All right.
I don't speak MBA. I use the computer to balance my checkbook, and I'm perfectly happy to do that. I've been thinking about the question since you asked it, and you know, most recently, I've been working with some legislators, and I'm just so impressed with their ability to take in what we have to say and help us move forward with our profession. So I'm going to give a shout-out to Representative Darren Soto, Congressman Darren Soto from Florida. When we were up here for the Federal Advocacy Days, he co-sponsored every single bill that we brought forward from physical therapy. And, you know, we're really good at shouting out to our own profession, and there's so many great people in our profession. But when you have somebody from outside the profession...
Outside. And that's what we're just talking about. You got to get outside.
Exactly. And they step it up like that. I mean, that's just awesome. So we got to get out there and advocate if we're going to move our profession forward.
I spoke this morning with Sharon Dunn, and even she says, it's great. Everybody in this room right now drinks the Kool-Aid. How do we get everybody else not in this room, who's home on their couch, not coming to conferences, not a member? How do we make us so valuable you can't not belong?
Right. We got to make the Kool-Aid sweet.
Let's make it sweet.
Nobody's going to drink, you know, non-sweet Kool-Aid.
Watered down Kool-Aid.
We got to make it taste good.
Put some sugar in the Kool-Aid.
And it's all in the presentation.
Yeah.
You know, if we have that uniform message, that one message that we're all stating, everyone will, you know, start drinking that Kool-Aid because it's damn good.
Last question for all three of you guys. It's while you're sitting here. You're in the conversation now. We'll start with Steve. Every episode we record is a pint. But before we're done with pints, we do shots.
This is the Parting Shot.
Powered by Optum Fellowship, Optum is solely focused on clinical decision-making and approaches that make sense. Offering a COMT, Certificate in Manual Therapy, as well as an APTA-accredited fellowship in Orthopedic Manual Therapy. Offering both online and in-person mentoring with locations in Houston, Dallas, and Scottsdale, Arizona. Find out more online at OptumFellowship.com.
Parting shots of wisdom. What's one thing you'd want the audience hearing this to really take home with them as they go away from this episode and not forget?
Okay, well, coming out of this episode, if you think about what we talked about, primary care, movement system, one word, it's diagnosis. Physical therapists need their own diagnostic classifications to guide the management of patients.
Okay. Jamie, what do you got?
We need to advocate for our profession. Talk to anybody. You know, we're sitting here chatting it up. You know, I'm going to go talk to some people over there about physical therapy. I don't know who they are, but we need to teach our consumers that we have direct access. We got to teach our legislators to help us pass our bills to make us practice to the full ability of our of our education and our license.
I like it. Advocacy doesn't just happen on Capitol Hill. It happens everywhere, you know, in bars and in hallways and in driveways across America.
All right, my advice is not to walk up to an interview. I'm joking. But...
do it. What's the worst that could happen?
But I will say this, that economics changes behavior. In order to change behavior, not for just physical therapists, but for other people in the health industry, you have to think about the economic model that will benefit us all.
I like it very much. Gentlemen, appreciate you guys taking and carving out some time to talk with us here at PT Pub Night at Next 2017. So thank you guys very much.
Thank you. Thanks for all you're doing.
The PT Pintcast is a product of PT Pintcast, LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pintcast's CEO, Jimmy McKay, and CBO, Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pintcast.
The PT Pintcast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.
Hey, PT Pintcast listeners, I'm Eric Mara.
And I'm J.W. Matheson.
And we're from PT Inquest, a podcast that is also a journal club. Each week, we review and dissect a recent article that applies to physical therapy practice.
Or physiotherapy, as the weirdos on the other side of the pond call it.
Yeah, which pond are you talking about?
The Atlantic, or the Pacific, even Canada for that matter, everywhere but here.
Right. So check us out on the PT Podcast Network at ptpodcast.com.
You can become our seventh listener.
Yeah, J.W., we're down to five now. Steve, stop listening because he was getting annoyed with all your puns.
No puns. That reminds me of a sad story today. Abandoned cheese factory in France. It blew up. Horrible explosion. All that was left was debris.
Yeah, on second thought, probably better for people not to listen to the show.